Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to conservation and careful management of the state's forests to make them more resilient and better habitats for wildlife. Choosewood.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha.
So luckily, television and radio have a lot in common.
But you're now with the cool kids on on radio.
I am kind of more of a morning person. We've discussed this as well. Mornings, though, aren't necessarily 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And so
that's
I always,
a different kind of morning.
It's a different kind of morning, but I.
St. Louis Public Radio audiences have noticed a new voice on our airwaves, specifically in the morning. Abby Lorico has joined the STLPR team as our new morning newscaster and host of The Gateway since Wayne Pratt has started in his new role with broadcast operations. She's made her move back to St. Louis from Washington, D.C., and we welcome her to the studio. Abby, thanks for joining us today, and welcome to STLPR and welcome home.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I love the way you say my name. It feels good. It feels good to be here. It feels good to have a desk just down the hall from the studio here.
Yeah. So our audience is most familiar with seeing you on television at KSDK. And then 2 years ago is when you went to a job in Washington, D.C. Being so close to the nation's capital, I can imagine that the atmosphere was considerably more intense, but I mean, I could be wrong. So what were some of the biggest differences that you noticed, Abby, around working in journalism here in St. Louis and then out in D.C.?
Mm-hmm. It's a great question. And my role in Washington, D.C. as a reporter was not just for Washington, D.C. audiences, but sharing content with what we called our sister stations nationwide. And so I wasn't just thinking about a more local audience like I had been for so much time, most recently before that, here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of thinking on a national scale a little bit more was different. And that's something that kind of comes with being in a national city, international city, truly like that. So that was definitely different. But then also learning about the culture of D.C. and getting to know the communities there. People don't think people are from D.C., but they are. Okay. And I lived in D.C., and that was really wonderful. And there's just so many different perspectives there. But, you know, it's a great city to step into and get to know people for sure. There's a reason that D.C. is a favorite for a lot of people traveling. Mm-hmm.
And now you and your family have moved back
Yes.
to St. Louis. We're so happy to have you here. What is it that you drew you back, Abby, to your hometown? I mean, did you just miss us that badly?
I mean, yes, of course. Uh-huh. Of course I missed St. Louis. You know, I miss the food. D.C., of course, had a lot of great places to eat. But when I would tell people here in St. Louis, I actually think I stand by my claims that our food scene is just absolutely world class. Mm-hmm. Even after going to a world class city like DC, I'd go out to eat and I was like, I could get this in St. Louis better. Yes. But all of that's to say, kind of what I was talking about a moment ago with that connectivity on a bigger scale in mm-hmm. DC, that's amazing. And as a journalist, to feel like you are connecting with audiences in so many and consumers of your content in so many different places is really interesting. But you don't connect at the same type of level that you do when you are really truly embedded in this community, in the community. And yes, St. Louis is my hometown. So even when I first started here in journalism 7-8 years ago, it came a little bit more naturally, but then I just realized that St. Louis is a town where you can do so much good. Mm-hmm. And so you hear about the boomerang society, the folks who leave St. Louis and come back just reinvigorated mm-hmm. with their love for St. Louis and what can really happen here. And I think I wanted to be part of that club.
Yeah. And you were not gone for all that long.
About 2 years.
But as a boomerang, are there things that you noticed had changed even in that time span where you were away for a little bit?
When it was one of the first days I was back running errands, kind of doing all those things that happen when you're moving. And the amount of St. Louis City soccer gear I saw people wearing was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I was going all over St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and just seeing people really getting excited about that soccer team that hadn't even played its first match when I left St. Louis. It was long awaited, and we definitely watched matches from DC, and I finally got to go to a match in person, weeks ago, and it absolutely lived up to the hype. Okay. So that was one of the biggest things I noticed. And then, you know, the changes in the food and dining scene, and just in general, I don't know if it's St. Louis has changed or if the way I see St. Louis has changed, but it feels like really energized, vibrant, exciting time to be back.
Yeah, perhaps a combo of both.
Maybe, yes.
So you are a journalist by training, and there are many avenues that journalism can take. And you're known for your TV background, but you're now with the Cool Kids on radio. But you know, to what extent are you thinking about the journalism you'll do, at least on the radio side, and then working with audio in particular?
So luckily, television and radio have a lot in common just by their broadcast format nature. When I went to school, I wanted to be a magazine journalist, and it was some of my classmates who pushed me to consider studying television or taking a multimedia class. Because I did like talking. And so when I did that, I found that just kind of the way that you could kind of speak to people was one of the reasons why I was interested in broadcast in general, and television was where I landed. But I really think that they have quite a bit in common. And one of the producers, Maya, here was saying that one of the things radio and television have in common is the sound, right? And right. So it's not that big of a difference. And especially having so much experience in morning television, I'm also very keenly aware that rarely is somebody sitting and staring at a television screen and watching, they're listening.
Oh,
and so
right.
I hope that my focus on what people are hearing that I've had for much of my career will translate in this new role.
Yeah.
It's fun. I believe in all sorts of medium.
Okay.
Or every form is accessible to different people in different ways. And I'm really excited to be trying something new.
Mm-hmm. And just as a note, for those who were not aware, you did have a food podcast.
Yes.
So the audio part of it is still something that you were very much doing.
And I loved it. I realized I liked it.
Yeah. So I spoke with Wayne Pratt as he was moving from morning newscaster to broadcast operations.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked him, are you a morning person? He said categorically, no. You've done morning news, as you said. Are you a morning person? I mean, is the energy that we're hearing, is that organic or is it manufactured for for professional purposes?
I think there's a slight manufactured help from caffeine. I mean, of course, I'm a coffee drinker. And so there is that. But first off, Wayne has absolutely done such a wonderful job in this role for so long. And I'm, you know, honored to be stepping into his shoes here in this role. But I am kind of more of a morning person. We've discussed this as well. Mornings, though, aren't necessarily 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And so
It's a different kind of morning.
It's a different kind of morning. But I've always been a person who just kind of wakes up, and the mornings are the best part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what's going to happen. And I'm excited. I like doing work at that time, and I like being part of people's morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really special.
Yeah. So we have a caller, Casey. Who's calling from your house, Abby? Casey, welcome to St. Louis on the Air. What is your question or comment?
Thank you. Oh, well, my gosh. Longtime listener, first time caller. I'm thoroughly enjoying this conversation. And I just am excited. I'm glad you brought up the podcast. I'm excited to hear Abby, with the opportunity to have conversations like you're having right now, I think that's one of her talents, many talents that I've admired for a long time. So, no, I don't want to interrupt. Maya, one of your producers, and I, we go way back to our time at Channel 9, and she said, you know, you should be on standby just in case. So it's not lost on me that I'm interrupting Abby's interview here. I don't know if being self-aware of that makes it better or worse.
No, well, it is. Casey, thank you for calling.
I think we should provide a little bit of context there in case anybody's curious. That's my husband, Casey Nolan. Mm-hmm. He is also He and I left St. Louis, obviously, at the same time a couple of years ago, and now we're back. And I actually had called in to a St. Louis on the Air episode when we were leaving town and he was on.
Okay.
And so at the time I was home packing and being productive. So I can only imagine that he's home doing something productive as mm-hmm. well during this conversation now that it's my turn.
Right. So this is a question for both of you. I mean, we all have signature habits, behaviors, quirks that even audiences or our guests on the show will pick up on, sometimes even before we realize we're doing it. So, for instance, lots of people comment on how I sound on air. Like, is this how she actually talks? Or my Canadian pronunciations of words like tomorrow. Are there any Abby-isms that you know you have or have been pointed out to you that our audience can be sort of not looking out for, but attuning their ears to?
First off, I love hearing from folks when they notice those things, don't you? I think it's kind of fun. One that was pointed out to me was that I say hey a lot.
Oh.
So, and I also, I'm like this in broadcasting and in person. I'm big on greetings. So good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Elaine, when you walk in. Good morning, Mike Schrand, when he walks in the morning as well. And so I really like to start with a good morning. So, hey, good morning. It's Abby Larico. That's kind of how I talk. I don't say my name quite as often as I will on the job in real life. But maybe that. I don't know. But I would love to hear what my radio-isms wind up being. So if anybody notices anything, please let me know.
Yeah, get in touch.
Yeah.
Casey, are there some Abby-isms our audience should be prepared for?
Oh my goodness. Well, they won't be able to tell because they won't be able to see her. She's very animated. That all comes very naturally. And I think talking with her hands and being physically animated when she is excited, when she is focused, that they won't know it, but that's what she'll be able to do. Maybe now that I don't know, Abby, but it seems like maybe you've, you know, been broadcasting with one hand tied behind your back, trying to not be as animated sometimes when you were on camera. But I say all that to say the energy is real. She is a morning person. She is the originator of Saturday songs, which means you get up and get the weekend going too with energy and excitement.
Okay. Got to pick a good playlist for a Saturday morning.
Yes,
and
this
just
is true.
Go, just go.
So as we wrap here, I mean, coming to work at an NPR affiliate station, how does it feel, and what is it that you are most looking forward to just in the last like 30, 40 seconds or so?
I'm really looking forward to connecting with my community in a different way. As a listener, I know how easy it is to access community via St. Louis Public Radio, and coming back to St. Louis now, it's important to me to be more connected with my community, and I'm happy to be here to do so.
Thanks so much for sticking around to the afternoon to talk with us.
Absolutely. It's nap time.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
St. Louis on the Air proudly supports local artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to conservation and careful management of the state's forests to make them more resilient and better habitats for wildlife. Choosewood.com.